Good morning. Quick question. Which Mishnah is deal with Hilchos Shabbos? Good one. Excellent. Not a trick question. Which Mishnah is deal with Hilchos Sukkah? Sukkah. Good. Which ones deal with Pesach? Sachim. Purim? Megillah. Which Mishnah is deal with Hilchos Chanukah? Chanukah. Excellent. Is there a Masechta Chanukah?
No.
No, good. No, good try, though.
There should be.
There should be. That's exactly the question. Why is, though, then no Masechta Chanukah? Dilma Bishmaiz Chanukah. It comes up at a side in Masechta Shabbos and a couple of other places, but there's no dedicated Masechta. And the question posed by a number of the commentators is why Rebbe, when he was compiling, redacting, editing the Mishnayos, did he not dedicate a Masechta to Chanukah? And there have been a number of different views suggested over the centuries. One suggested a couple hundred years ago was that Rebbe actually had a personal distaste for the Hasmonean dynasty for family reasons and didn't want to include it. And that's been reported in the name of the Chasan Sofer. It has been widely denied that the Chasan Sofer would ever suggest that Rebbe would be so petty that for family reasons he wouldn't include Chanukah in the Mishnayos. There have been other suggestions that actually the halachot of Chanukah were included in Megillat Tanit, which is no longer in our hands, but it was a far more dominant document at the time, so it didn't need to be a Mishnah. So that's another suggestion. But Rabbi Soloveitchik had a different view, which recasts what Chanukah is all about. We always presume it's about a fight between the Jews and the Greeks. And he says that's purposeful that we have maintained that narrative, but really this was not a fight between Jews and Greeks. This was a fight between Jews and Jews. Jewish Jews and Greekish Jews. It was a fight between Jews who had assimilated Hellenist ideology and the Jews who hadn't. And we don't want to give huge amounts of attention to an internal fraternal civil war. So we've actually suppressed a lot of the Chanukah story. It appears here and there in different halachic texts over time, but we didn't want to give front and center attention. And actually, Rav Soloveitchik has a reading of Al-Hanisim, which suggests that it's total ambiguity. It says at the beginning, the Yavan tried to stand up against us. But then all the descriptions of the great against the small and the pure against the impure are cast in a purposefully ambiguous way because we don't want to give front and center attention that actually the great and the small, the pure and the impure are describing two factions within the Jewish community, which is why there are no Mishnahs dedicated to it and it's kind of handed down as law, L-O-R-E, in a different way. So it is particularly apt at this time that we come together as a single community to celebrate that triumph of spirit over body.